All right, Cardinals and Raiders on Saturday night. The guys calling the game, Dave Pasch, Ron Wolfley, going to run the no huddle here, right? Rapid fire, things you want to see on Saturday night. Dave, I'm just going to give Wolf the mic anyway. Go, Wolf.
You know what, Paulie? Honestly, I want to see the starters go out, and I want to see them be efficient, whether it's offense or defense. We want to see efficiency, right? You want to see the offense go out there, maybe pick up a couple of first downs. They don't have to drive the ball down the field and score points. Just pick up the first downs, move the chains, be efficient that way. Defensively, flip it over. Just want to see a stop or two.
Are we naming names? Who do you want to see?
Ron Wolfley, which suit it's going to be, the one from 88 or the one from 89?
Yeah. Yeah.
I think it's probably the one from 88 that he'll wear for TV, but I want to see Olson Pierre. We talked with Bruce Arians this week about Olson, a guy that they hid last year by keeping him on the active roster throughout the season, not trying to get him through waivers to put him on the practice squad. They want him to be up with the club all season, and they really like how he's progressed. Robert Kimdichie, of course, and then Buda Baker, the guy that's the talk of camp so far. On offense, I'd love to see DJ Humphries and John Brown. I just don't know that we're going to see them because of injury.
Well, number two cornerback. I mean, Justin Bethel, Tremont Williams, that's still in play, isn't it?
No doubt about it, Paulie. I mean, it's a huge question mark that has to get answered. But I will tell you this, just knowing that the Cardinals' edge and how good it is, their pass rush, getting to opposing quarterbacks, that really is going to alleviate a lot of the pressure on the secondary. Don't need a guy over there that's a shutdown corner. They need a pro. That's one of the reasons why I think Justin Bethel and Tremont Williams, they've got the lead in this battle so far.
Number two receiver, that'd be nice.
Again, love to see John Brown, but with his health, it's doubtful that John's going to play. J.J. Nelson, a guy that last year towards the end of the season really stepped up his game. It doesn't sound like that receiver group has really impressed the coaches outside of Larry Fitzgerald, so we'll see if getting a chance to play in an actual game and against somebody other than themselves will bring out their best.
And at the most, the first team will go the first quarter.